Emma had always felt that her hometown was too small for her dreams. One rainy afternoon, she bought a one-way train ticket to Lisbon, Portugal, hopping to escape the routines she knew by heart. She closed her front door behind her, suitcase in hand, and stepped into a world she had only visited in books. At the train station, Emma's heart beat fast. She boarded the train, sat by the window, and watched gray skies give way to vibrant landscapes, rolling hills dotted with olive trees, terracotta rooftops, and colorful houses climbing the hillsides. She felt a strange mixture of fear and excitement. What if she didn't fit in? What if she regretted leaving everything behind? When she arrived in Lisbon, she checked in at a small guest house overlooking the Tagus River. The air smelled of salt and freshly baked bread. She went out to explore the city, walking through narrow cobbled streets, past azulejo-tiled buildings and small cafes where old men sipping espresso spoke softly in Portuguese. On her first morning, Emma climbed up to a viewpoint, Miradouro, just before sunrise. She watched the city wake up, gulls circling above, fishermen pushing out small boats, and the golden light slowly lighting up the city. In that moment, she felt deeply alive, as if she had arrived exactly where she was meant to be. Over the next few days, Emma made friends with other travelers, a pair of backpackers, an artist from Berlin, and a retired teacher from Canada. She shared dinners of pastel de nata, sardines grilled over charcoal, and glasses of vinho verde. They told stories, laughed about language mistakes, and dreamed together about where to go next. One afternoon, she took a ride on the famous Tram 28, rattling through Alfama's steep streets. She leaned out of the window, letting the wind tangle her hair, feeling both a part of the city and a visitor at once. On her last evening, Emma returned to the Miradouro. The sun was setting, painting the sky in shades of orange and pink. She realized something. This trip wasn't just about discovering Lisbon, she had discovered herself. The fear she carried before leaving had turned into a gentle confidence. She had matured in ways she couldn't have predicted. When she boarded the train to head back home, her suitcase felt lighter. Not because she had lost anything, but because she had gained so much. As the countryside whipped past her window, Emma closed her eyes, holding on to the salt-scented breeze and promising herself that someday she'd come back. And even if she didn't, she knew she'd never forget this journey to remember.